producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
HHNow.com. Say AhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we toss around our pals from Talk Radio News. The former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, joins us. Bob, 3 hours of the Republicans debating on CNN and the kids' table right before that. Wow. If you look at the overall, I don't know, tone and the way it all unfolded, how would you describe the CNN debate versus what happened on Fox?
Well, I'm taken back. You talk about teaching an old dog new tricks. First of all, on the debate format, Fox better pay attention to CNN. I mean, you know, it went from the theatric Megyn Kelly, are you guys sweating, to, I think a pretty decent way they set it up. So there's just too many candidates. I mean, it turns into 3 hours. But I must say, I mean, Carly Fiorina absolutely took my breath away. I pay attention to these things. You do too, but I just have never, you know, she went from the kiddie table to the big boy table. She's not leaving.
You know what? I totally agree. I said this last night. If you were going to pick a winner, she was absolutely the winner. She was able to answer back on Trump. She was able to snap back on his remarks, even about Hewlett Packard. She still was pretty tall about that. And she got a lot of applause in that audience. And I think clearly she was a big difference maker in that debate.
She humanized herself. I mean, I'm just looking at her face to face with Hillary Clinton, and the two of them just going at it, you know, like on a stage. I mean, I'm just envisioning this. But overall, Trump, it was very awkward. He started attacking Rand Paul, but I don't want to get into the trite things. Just overall, in the big picture, and looking from the Republican side of this, it's Trump, Fiorina, Cruz, Rubio, Paul, Carson, Christie. Carson's just not ready for primetime debate, but Kasich, you know, Kasich's a middle-of-the-road guy, but I think he did pretty decent. But something struck me, Kate, having 24 years in elected office, and I'm watching the first debate, which was just, oh, Lindsey Graham, please go home and take Rick Santorum with you, you know.
Yeah,
just,
yeah.
Please. I think last night on the big table debate, Huckabee and Walker are on complete life support, and Jeb Bush was the loser last night, in my opinion. Just, yeah, he had a little bit more energy. He's just not there. I don't think he even wants to be there sometimes. But I'm watching all of this, and having served in Congress with some of these guys, I'm watching this, and I'm thinking, no wonder people are gravitating to the outsiders. I'm watching Republicans in the government, in the Congress, both tables, arguing with each other over who's more dysfunctional of running the government amongst Republicans.
Yeah, just hand them the keys to the kingdom.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to shut the government down. That's the problem. You wanted to do it. And I'm thinking, wow, no wonder people are gravitating towards Trump, Fiorina, and Carson.
Yeah, crazy. You know, so Trump, do you think he got stronger in this debate versus the other one?
No, I don't think he damaged himself to an extent, but I think the energy was lower. It's just that Fiorina did such an amazing job that she overshadowed Trump for this one. Now, he didn't walk out losing,
right?
But she, and you know, she's had a double. I know personal things are not supposed to completely count, but they do. Let's face it.
Right.
She had a double mastectomy. She went through chemotherapy, and in a very appropriate, poignant moment, unlike Jeb Bush saying, apologize to my wife, in a very poignant moment, you could see her face. Her 23-year-old daughter died of alcohol and drug addiction.
Oh, I know, and she talked about that.
Yeah, and you could see the sincerity in her face and the strength. So I got to tell you, wow, she hit this one out of the ballpark.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I have to ask you about this one moment because I just thought, I found the hilarity in it, where Rand Paul, with the libertarian stance, especially this is his big deal, about marijuana, and then Bush admitting to smoking pot.
I thought, good for you, Jeb. You know, we know certain presidents don't inhale. That we know Jeb inhale, but I thought, you know what? Good for you. You're a little bit loose here.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, that was his one moment, and the best part was that looking around, other people have done, nobody on the stage shakes their head, moves anything, nobody admits to anything, only him saying that, which was wild.
Oh, the rest, you know what I thought about? Just go down the line and ask the rest
of
them. I wish CNN would have.
I thought so too, but they didn't do it. I thought they were going to do it. I thought for sure, well, how about it? What about you?
I did too.
And they didn't pick up on this. So we know that the key Democrats are watching this. Next one up is the Democratic debate. Do you think it's going to get the kind of attention all these Republicans have?
Oh, I think it is. I think people are getting weary. But I had a very good friend of mine, an activist, involved in the political system from the Democratic side. And he sent me a private message last night. He said, oh, the clown car. And I called him after the debate. I said, let me tell you something. That's not going to sell anymore. Just saying generically, the clown car. I said, you got a debate coming up. I said, the Democratic side hasn't had debates.
Nope.
People are saying, why not? What are you afraid of? And because it's been thought the insides, you know, the system is holding us for Hillary Clinton not having a debate. I think, you know, this will give the Democratic side a lot of exposure, and it's going to really make some decisions be made out there with, you know, Biden and where the Democratic Party wants to go with this election.
Yeah. So if they did, the Democrats do a debate, then how does that work with Bernie Sanders? Could he jump into that? Yeah, right? No?
Oh, he's there.
Yeah, he's got to be there.
He's climbing. They have to have, if they don't have Bernie Sanders.
They don't have anyone.
I mean, they'll have Martin O'Malley and, you know, and who else is running beyond
yeah.
Martin. But they have to have Bernie Sanders. They have to.
Yeah, and that'll be an interesting moment for him, I think, to see if he kind of goes after Hillary Clinton. No, they stick completely to the issues. What comes up there? I mean, will, you know, like you said about the Republicans, will the Democrats, which there's so few of them,
well,
eat their own?
I've known Bernie for 11 years, served on the committee with him. I will tell you this, Kate. He will stand on his own. He doesn't need to vilify Hillary Clinton, but he will show the difference. He'll make that clear.
Yeah.
You know,
he won't go
like a Trump type of thing, you know.
No. He wouldn't do a Trump kind of thing.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
And like you said, you've known him for years. That's not his style to take out people by the knees. There's a way for him to go around that. You know, we keep talking about Biden. What's going to happen with Biden? And I have a lot of friends that are up high up in the Democratic Party who say, don't be shocked by a Biden-Warren deal. That would really elevate Biden, wouldn't it?
Yeah, Joe Biden, the vice president, was going to eventually make a decision by now. You've noticed he hasn't.
Yeah.
And I think for one reason, I mean, if I were Joe Biden, and I'm trying to get over the emotional side of losing my son, but trying to come to terms with that, I would wait till Hillary Clinton goes to Capitol Hill before the Gowdy Committee, and I'd wait till the first debate. I'd wait until October.
Right, because why do you have to, he says you have to do it, there's no definite you have to declare now, so wait until that happens. That's a good strategy to wait until, especially until after she's on the Hill, absolutely.
And if he puts together a ticket with Elizabeth Warren, I personally think that's dynamite.
Yeah, I think that would blow Hillary Clinton out of the water. I agree with you 100%, because that appeases everybody. All right. Interesting stuff. Bob May, thanks so much.
Thanks.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
I like to see you look right across the floor. I like to do things to your collarbone bone. I like to reggae, but you dance too fast for me. I like to make myself.
Coming up, we take a look at the movies here on America Tonight. So you get to kick back, relax, and there might be something you hear that you think, oh, I need to go see it. I actually saw the Whitey Bulger story called Black Mass. I saw that that movie before we went on the air, so I can give you a really good review of that. I knew some people that were involved in the whole Whitey Bulger thing, so to me it was interesting, and it was interesting to go and see the movie and see how Johnny Depp portrayed this notorious criminal in Boston who got away with many, many murders and was under the radar and was on the FBI's most wanted list and finally was caught in Santa Monica just in 2011. On that note, let's check out a couple of other quick things that are happening before we get there, including as we're wrapping things up for the week in Washington, D.C. What does all that mean? Kind of a news and notes list. We went through Iran. We went through the debates. And we went through the wildfires. This also was the high holy days for the people of the Jewish faith. We went through Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur is coming up, and, you know, I'll tell you, and the start of football underway, too. The fact that one of those giant fires in Cali was started by power lines is so crazy. I decided in a couple of neighborhoods near me, just for grins, in a, I would just go look and see, hey, what do these lines look like? Because I've seen the power company cutting trees, branches and stuff down. And boy, let me tell you, in the neighborhood next to mine, I saw a lot of trees kind of in that situation. In fact, I called the power company and they said they knew and they were bringing someone out to, then that's what they do. They take them out and they take branches and stuff down. It's, wow. In a situation like California where you have dry conditions and it was in a kind of a mountainous area. It wasn't a mountainous area. It just took off like nobody's business. It was awful. And this is, they think, one of them anyway, is because of the fact that you had the power lines rubbing up against the trees. And finally rain. I mean, finally rain because it's just a little bit, but it's helpful. They found a body in the foothills, and they had this heavy rain that was happening. It was a burned out house about 60 miles south of Sacramento. And this is the kind of things that we're hearing about. So the fire now 45% contained and counting. The heavy rain is helping. Heavy rain desperately needed that. I mean, desperately needed it, and they got it. Thank goodness. But it's not completely dousing it, because this has been 1,800 firefighters. Crazy, crazy, crazy. I haven't even mentioned this, but we have mentioned it certainly many times on the show. But the platoon leader describing what happened in that search for Bo Bergdahl, because now, you know, we've got the situation where he's charged with desertion and misbehavior. And there's witnesses and evidence and all that stuff that's going on right now out of San Antonio. So the commanders of Bergdahl's platoon company said that, you know, this is at that hearing to determine if he should get a court martial or for leaving his post in Afghanistan 6 years ago. And they talked about every time they had a search, it put more people in danger. Because Thursday was the prosecutor's chance, the military prosecutor's chance to make their case against Bergdahl. And they focused on the misbehavior charge. That's a possible life sentence. And that means they have to prove that his actions put other soldiers in harm's way. So one of the captains, well, the captain, John Billings, who led the platoon, described the search as saying it was grueling, soldiers didn't get food, didn't get sleep, endured these crazy temperatures in the high 90s. They were mentally and physically deflated. The company commander said that some of the thousands of soldiers who took part in the search were angry about it because they felt he had deserted. Finally, the battalion commander, Colonel Clinton Baker, said that although no soldier died as part of the search, there was a spike in IED attacks because soldiers were going to places they ordinarily wouldn't have gone. Bergdahl, as you know the story, spent 5 years as in the Taliban, or as a captive with the Taliban, kidnapped. But he wasn't really kidnapped. But that's what part of what they thought. He deserted, boom, and I guess essentially kidnapped in a loose way. And he was held until he was exchanged last year for five Taliban commanders who were being held at Gitmo. And Democrats and Republicans, a lot of them criticize this, not just Republicans. For Bergdahl's part, he took notes, he conferred with his attorneys, he had just was sitting there, he was in his dress uniform, his blue and black dress uniform. And when he was asked if he understood the charges, yes, sir, I do. And before disappearing, Bergdahl was angry and expressing opposition to the war in general and about his role in the war. So under a dark sky, he disappeared from his post. Now, his lawyers are probably going to argue on Friday that he suffered enough during the years that he was being held prisoner. After the hearing wrapped up for the day on Thursday, there was another call for the military to make public Bergdahl's interview with military investigators after the prisoner exchange, saying it would help counteract the negative publicity he's been facing. So we'll see what they come up with Friday and then what the decision is ultimately. If he is convicted of the misbehavior charge, he could face up to life in a military prison, or dishonorably discharged, reduced in rank, and made to forfeit all of his pay. I mean, give it all, forget it, it's all up. I don't know where this is going to go, because the fact is you had all those commanders, all those people that testified and talked about searching for him and what that was like and how awful it was. And then the IEDs that increased. Speaking of that, one quick thing to throw in here. Florida police arrested a woman at a house filled with thousands of bladed weapons. Who's doing this? What is she filming a movie with an army? Seriously, she tried to stab a deputy with a sword or a machete that was inside a mobile home filled with all of those bladed weapons. They were trying to issue a felony arrest. And then that's what it turned into. And then once they went in deeper and they saw all those weapons, wow, they couldn't believe it. And when I say all those weapons, let me give you an idea. Do you think 500 blades are too much? 500 types of blades for weapons? And then, you know, I mean, there was room after room that was filled with weapons. Then, of course, there was an altar covered in pentagrams. That's what the Tampa Tribune reported. So she could have gone nutty. Luckily, she was stopped with a stun gun. Or who knows who would have went down in that kind of an incident. Ooh, scary. Very, very, very scary, I think. Because ultimately how that could have played out there. You know, the deputies go, they're not sure, they don't know this. They're met by this woman who has a large sword or a machete in her hand. Then she tries to stab the deputy, misses him, you know, misses his face by inches. Yikes. Then they get deeper into the bowels of that house and find out what else is there. Coming up next, cheap movie reviews.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Once again, it's time to go to the movies. Yep. The first movie we're going to... Actually, there's three movies. There's Black Mass, Everest, and Scorch Trials. So let's start with the one that I saw called Black Mass. Roll it, Daniel.
I need to know everything you know about the Winter Hill Gang, and specifically what you know about your former boss and now fugitive, James Whitey Bulger.
What's that?
In the beginning, Jim was a small-town player.
He's a very smart, disciplined man.
Take your shot, but make it your best, because I get up, I eat you.
And the next thing you know, he's a damn kingpin. You know why? Because the FBI let it happen.
I grew up with Jimmy and his brother Billy, the senator. And that is a bond that doesn't get broken.
Your brother is waiting in some very dark waters. Jimmy's business is Jimmy's business. We all need friends. Even Jimmy. Even you.
I can help you, Jimmy.
You can help me.
It's an alliance.
We get the FBI to fight our boss. We do whatever we want to.
Success.
Just getting started. Till it's gone.
Boom!
Jump to the sky for my people. I walk through the
wall. Just playing this.
Make a fool of
Europe. We're in too deep. And he knows.
God help us.
How come no one has nailed Whitey Bulger? He seems to be involved in every crime in the city, and yet the Bureau keeps saying he's clean.
Well, what's Bulger done?
What's he done? Everything.
being at the finish line now.
You cannot say that to me.
You're changing jobs.
In the haystack that you finally found. This is a free grid. Come on, put your team in. Time to count.
If he gives me his word, he will keep it.
Till it's gone. Oh, oh, till it's gone.
All right, so I saw this movie, and it was about the true story, the mob boss, a Boston mob thriller. That's what it was. And Johnny Depp played Whitey Bulger, and he did it brilliantly. I think he was excellent in it. Benedict Cumberbatch was his brother, who was a state senator. Dakota Johnson played a girlfriend and had a meaty role in it. And the actors were good. I'd say the movie was good. If you like that kind of thing where it's, this is a real life drama unfolding on the screen, without a doubt, I would say thumbs up. And I think it does well at the box office and got pretty good reviews. It talks about Boston, talks about what that gangster Whitey Bulger was like, how it all started off, that kind of thing. And I think they did just a brilliant job of pulling it together. I would give it a very big thumbs up. The cast, especially, it's all about casting. Is the cast believable? Are you kind of lost in the movie? Or are you thinking about the actor? And I believe you can get sucked into the storyline without a doubt. So we go from gangsters in Southie in Boston to this next movie called Everest.
You, my friends, are following in the very footsteps of history. Something beyond the power of words to describe. Human beings simply aren't built to function at the cruising altitude of a 747. Our bodies will be literally dying. Everest is another beast altogether.
How you doing? I'm back.
Doug Hanson.
What do you do when you're not climbing, Doug?
I deliver the mail.
First mailman on Everest?
Hope so.
I like that.
Sit down, man.
Climatize.
How's the weather?
It's good.
Wish I was with you.
One day, you, me, and my little Sarah, we'll go climbing together.
So today's the day, huh?
It's dangerous. Fine. I have kids. They see a regular guy can follow impossible dreams. Maybe they'll do the same.
I'm on the top of Everest, Helen. We made it.
Tony, we're up.
There is a massive storm headed your way.
Oh, no.
Take all we got.
We're all getting down together. Let's go.
If anyone can make it, you can.
Yeah, this is a true story, a 1996 disaster. Jake Gyllenhaal is in this, Josh Brolin, Michael Kelly, and many more. It's the real-life climbers that did the Everest deal, the real events, disaster on a mountain, and how tough is it? That was when 8 people died, and why? Because a blizzard stranded groups of climbers at the top of Everest just after they had reached the summit. So they made the summit. They made the event. They did it. It was the huge, huge deal. And then they lost their lives. Some climbers survived the blizzard and were able to tell the the tale, and that's told by the, you know, in the story it's told. So it's, some of them, you know, talk about their brush with death, and I don't know, it looks pretty good. It's gotten great reviews. It's gotten really, really good reviews. So the reviews I saw said it was pretty accurate, even though they take the usual Hollywood liberties, but that this story was produced and it's exciting, and it talks about the fearlessness of the people who would dare make those kind of climbs, because you never know when the weather is going to change. And that's why people pay attention to the weather, and they freak out, family members, when they know the weather isn't cooperating. All right, our final movie for our cheap movie review is called Scorch Trails.
I think it's safe to say the maze trials were a complete success. It's too soon to say, but they could be the key to everything. It's time now to begin phase two.
Welcome to the Scorch! The world outside is hanging on by a very thin thread. Beyond this door lies the beginning of your new lives.
Hey, Thomas, we weren't the only maze.
What do you remember about Wicked?
I remember they sent me to the maze. I remember watching my friends die in front of me.
Don't you want to understand?
Understand what?
Why this all happened. I just need to know. Whose side are you on?
They're hiding something.
Come on, you don't know that.
They lied to us. We never escaped. It's all just been part of their plan.
What do they want from us?
Thomas! The maze is one thing. The two kids won't last one day out in the Scorch.
The
course of your lives will determine the course of humanity. Into light or darkness.
So it's a continuation of The Maze Runner, so another version of, oh, now what are you going to throw at us? And the whole maze thing was pretty popular, if you remember, the first time around. So now they're in trouble after they uncover this diabolical kind of plot from a powerful organization. Sound familiar? You have the heroes, you have the losers, the bad guys. Then at the end, I would bet they rise from the ashes and are super, super successful. That's what you call good Hollywood story making, I think. And this will find an audience, mostly a teenage audience. The first one, the first maze that came out, that's pretty much who's going to see it. So now here's another science fiction novel. That's what it is. And it's the second book, like I said, of the Maze Runner saga. It's preceded by the Maze Runner, this one, The Scorch, and it's followed by The Death Cure and The Kill Order and The Fever Code. As many as possible that you can pump out. And that makes it easy for the movies, too, if they find an audience, doesn't it? Hey, we'll turn this into a screenplay. So I would expect teenagers would mostly go and see it, although it doesn't have to be just for teenagers, but I bet if you looked around the audience, you pretty much would see a room full of teens or preteens. This would be something that would fall into their category. Not to say, like I said, that you couldn't want to watch it. How about that? Young adult science fiction is the genre. That's what it's being billed as. And this is the second one of the Maze series. Remember, if you see a movie, send me a cheap movie review to americatonight.net. Rock on, Daniel. Great job. Stay loose, everybody.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
2, 3, 4. Ooh. 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 Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Ooh.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Very pleased to be joined by Van Hipp. He is the former Deputy Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Army and the former principal. It's a mouthful. His resume is incredible. Former Principal Deputy Counsel, General Counsel of the U.S. Navy. So a little Army, a little Navy. I could ask him about Army-Navy games. What does he decide on those? Because I bet a lot of people ask him. He's also the author of The New Terrorism, How to Fight It and Defeat It. Love, love that title. Van, thanks so much for hanging with us here on America Tonight.
Okay, thanks for having me. Great to be with you.
So North Korea, we look at North Korea, and actually part of the Republican debate, some of foreign policy came up, and that was kind of shoved aside, you know, looking at North Korea and Kim Jong-un. But how fearful should we be of this guy and what North Korea is capable of doing?
Big time. He's much more unstable than his father and his grandfather. They were pretty unstable. I like to say, in addition to a bad hairdo, the guy's got some very serious mental health challenges. But I got to tell you, Katie, it's his missile technology combined with his nuclear technology to make this such a threat to America. I actually reveal in my book how the Iranians were on the ground in 2012 helping the North Koreans with their missile test and their nuclear test. And what's so sad, this has been largely ignored by the national media when they looked at this Iran deal. There's a real clear link between Iran and North Korea. And but I got to tell you, if you notice, every 6 months, Kim Jong-un is always firing a missile. That missile is known as the Taipodong missile. And over the years, he's been lessening its weight, extending its range, getting dangerously close to being able to hit the continental United States.
Yeah, and as you said, he's unstable. So you have no doubt that, I mean, you know, we can shove this aside. Oh, that's North Korea. But they are totally capable of taking that action, and he could be the guy to do it.
Let me tell you, and he's had, we know, I've documented in my book, The New Terrorism, How to Find and Defeat It, 5 nuclear tests we know right now he's already undertaken, combined with this missile technology. And here's another point, Kate, and I talk about this in the book. Very strong evidence he already has an electromagnetic pulse nuclear warhead. If you've got that, you could take out the grid of probably at least half the country. And that is a very real and serious threat to America. I tell people, if you don't believe what I say, then listen to NASA. NASA says it is inevitable in the next 10 to 100 years that we're going to have a Carrington event, the geomagnetic storm on the face of the sun, which in effect would do the same thing. It would fry the grid. So this is a very real threat to this country.
Yeah, so what do you think we should be doing that we are not doing right now?
Where do you start? First of all, we've got to define the threat for what it is. Radical Islam is the greatest threat we're facing. They're here in this country. Make no mistake about it. And you know, the FBI director himself says he's got open files on all 50 states of America looking at people with potential connections to ISIS. But when you look at the growth of radical Islam, and then you combine North Korea and Russia and China, put all this in with it, whoever we elect as commander-in-chief is going to face the most complex situation from a foreign policy and national security standpoint the U.S. president has ever faced. But bottom line, we got to secure our borders. We need real missile defense. We have no land-based missile defense on the East Coast. And cybersecurity, we are the most unprepared for cyber warfare of any threat facing America.
Yeah, I agree with you, especially on cyber, and you knew way more about me than that, but I've done enough of investigating into it and talked to enough people. And this is what I don't understand. If we're the greatest country on the face of the earth, and we can move mountains, so to speak, in all kinds of directions, why are we sitting on our hands when it comes to these things? And especially, let's just take the last thing, cybersecurity.
Yeah. You know, it's almost as if I say, and I believe this, that today is a much more dangerous world than it was the day after 9/11. Technology is changing so quickly, but our government is so stovepiped and lacks the ability to analyze, adapt, and respond quick enough. So it's as if as the technology increases, the threats are increasing exponentially.
Wow. Yeah, analyze, adapt, and respond. You mentioned Iran and Iran's relationship with North Korea. What do you think about this Iran deal? That's a wide-open softball for you.
Well, it is, and I can tell you it's a bad deal. I'm pretty sure I'll come back to haunt this country. You know, I mean, even on the Ayatollah's official Twitter account last week, he was calling America the great Satan, saying that Israel would not exist in 25 years, and we're cutting a deal with this terrorist regime. That's what it is. They've been behind a number of the cyber attacks on our financial institutions. But here, more than anything else, in addition to giving them $150 billion to continue terrorist activity with, here's what makes no sense to me. We're going to let them continue with intercontinental ballistic missile development at some point. What are ICBMs used for? To deliver payloads, nuclear payloads, biological payloads. When you look at that and you consider the fact that we have no land-based missile defense capability on the entire East Coast of the United States, that's all I need to know. So it was all about a deal to get a deal rather than doing a deal in the best interest of the American people.
Yeah, so having said all that, and you look at the military, and it seems like, if anything, we're dismantling our military. Big mistake, huh?
Oh, yeah. And let me tell you, we've cut the U.S. Army to pre-World War II levels. We now have more admirals than we've got ships. What kind of message does that send to a thug like Putin? And then we're surprised that he goes to the Crimea. We're surprised that he's threatening to go into the Baltic. We're surprised that he's trying to protect his investment in Assad in Syria. All thugs, communist, terrorist, all they understand is strength. And unfortunately, we're sending all the wrong messages.
Yeah, and that's not a Democratic-Republican thing. It's you understand this from where you started and your career. It's about the reality of what the landscape is, right?
It is, and I tell people the reason, I mean, you know, we all get caught up in a lot of things, but we need to remember the reason we have a federal government, the reason, its primary purpose, the reason the states came together in the first place was to provide for the common defense of the American people. First and foremost, that's why we have a government, to keep America safe.
Yeah, and somebody said that last night. That's the biggest thing in the debate somebody mentioned. I can't remember off the top of my head. But when you look at where we are, and of course, you know, we do have an election coming up, how worried are you as far as the politics of it all is, we're looking at, is considered?
I'm concerned. I do believe that 2016 will be the most important election of our lifetime. The fact that we've survived the last 6.5 years of this, I think, is a miracle and a testament to the resiliency of the American people. But, Kay, I don't believe we're going to get another chance. I think this is the last chance to save this country. And there's a lot of side issues in this campaign. The first and foremost, the main issue we need to be focused on, who can be commander-in-chief on day one and keep us safe so we can remain free. That is first and foremost the issue. And we just announced, we've got Wofford College in South Carolina and the South Carolina Republican Party on October 15th will sponsor the first presidential forum, commander-in-chief forum, exclusively devoted to that issue, who is ready to be commander-in-chief on day one. And this is long overdue. It's needed. And it's going to be very interesting to see which candidates come and which candidates dodge it.
Ooh, I can't wait to see what happens there either. So because you have both, and I made the joke in the beginning, but because you have both the Army and the Navy background, that has to be pretty interesting. What are the biggest differences between the two branches?
I got to tell you, I was a deputy assistant secretary of the Army. I had run the mobilization office. And how I got there, Dick Cheney had called me into his office. He was mad at the Navy on something. I didn't realize it at the time how mad he was. He said, I want you to go to the Navy and be the Principal Deputy General Counsel of the Navy. And I said, well, you know, Mr. Secretary, I really enjoy working for the Army. And Dick Cheney looked at me, and, you know, he doesn't have much of a sense of humor. He looked at me, he says, one day you will thank me. He said, very few people have ever had senior management experience in the Army and the Navy. I said, yes, sir, I'm looking forward to going to the Navy.
Yeah, no kidding. And people forget, I mean, there's massive issues you have to deal with when you're the general counsel, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. In fact, I had to approve all wiretaps, things like that, drug issues, counter-narcotics, you name it, so many issues that get involved there. And then, but I had that Army experience having run the mobilization office where I had to learn a little bit about everything that you need to go to war. So
wow.
I've got a few gray hairs.
Yeah, I bet. Hey, last one, you know, your book, The New Terrorism, How to Fight It and Defeat It. Was it tough when you were writing it? Because I bet you there's volumes you could put together, probably three series. So it was probably tough to decide what to leave in, what to leave out, was it?
It was a tough book, but, you know, I got to tell you, I was wanting to write a book, and I talked to an old friend of mine who worked for Ronald Reagan, and he says, what we need with your background is a book, and let me tell you, you won't find another book like this, a book that looks at the totality of the threats to the country and what we've got to do to keep America safe. So it took a few years to write this thing, and in such a way that it would remain current and relevant, and it is. And the one thing I got to say, and I want to thank the National Guard, too, 100% of all the proceeds are going for scholarships for children of fallen guardsmen, and the National Guard Education Foundation, Kate, is actually administering the scholarships, not taking a dime in fees or costs. So it really is going all to these kids, and people can get it on Amazon or they can go to thenewterrorism.com.
All right, awesome. I love that. Van Hip, don't be a stranger.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of